St. Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we are broadcasting today from the Big C office located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, and all those working at those fine companies. Thank you, too, for all of your help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to meet and talk with some very interesting people, and I made a lot of new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you want to view the website while listening to the program, you can visit www.vitalebrothers.com. That's V-I-T-A-L-E brothers.com. You can also follow us live, as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. So I'm very happy to welcome my guests today, artists and entrepreneurs, Johnny and Paul Vitale. Welcome to Job Talk, guys.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. Hey, listen, before we talk about your business, and listen, thanks so much for coming on. I know you just came in from a job.
Yeah.
It was so I really appreciate your time. But before we talk about all the great work that you've done around town and elsewhere, let's talk about, let everyone know about yourself, and let's begin with, you know, where are you guys from?
Okay.
Okay, our family roots from New York. Even before that, Italy and Ireland, I guess. So, but how far back are we going to go? We're going to go to the. We're from New York City, kind of.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then, but we
transplanted
here. My parents came in about 71 to
Orlando.
So we grew up in Orlando until about 88, and we're all different ages, obviously. There's another brother, too, we might want to mention, Joey. Mm-hmm. So all three, there's three brothers involved here. But,
Yeah, me and Joey were born in Orlando.
Yeah, and I was born in New York, Long Island.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't remember New York, but we go there and visit once in a while. But we're just basically little rednecks. We grew up around here. Yeah.
Okay. So growing up here, what was it like in the 80s there?
Oh, it was cool. I mean, when we first moved here, there was not really much going on.
In 89, that's right. So, it was a little more desolate here. There was a lot of antique shops up and down Central, but a lot of places were closed down, and it just... I mean, I remember the Vinoy was not even, it was condemned.
Just a shell, right? Yeah.
And it's just a lot of, it's kind of funny that we've been here that long to see all those changes, you know?
Yeah.
It looks great now, though, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, you would never recognize this area. I mean, we're here. It's kind of hard to see the changes, but yeah.
At first, we were a little uncomfortable with it, but now we love it.
We love it. We wouldn't move.
Yeah.
So what was the artists' sort of community like at that time?
Well, we weren't really 100% into an art community back then. We were kind of these guys were still in school, and I was going to St. Pete College, and I was sort of trying to find my path. The only kind of culture I ever ran into was the Bow Art Center in Pinellas Park, which was this guy Tom ran it, and I thought it was cool because I guess Jim Morrison went through there and told poems and stuff, and I remember being like, "Wow, this is a cool place," you know. Or, that's the I only knew like this poem culture in Pinellas Park, and then I was just, you know, kind of otherwise lost in college, you know, St. Pete Junior College, and so I didn't know a lot of art people, and I think that's reason that like. As we were getting into our thing, we started creating our own art scene.
Yeah.
And that's our background. Like we opened up a warehouse in Pinellas Park and started doing art shows, you know, late, a little later on than
that. Yeah, like in 97.
And what kind of art did you do at the time?
Well, we were commercial artists. We started doing commercial art and like sign work and stuff. Paul and I got a job together sort of,
During Christmas, at a
billboard company called Flexco, and that's back before they printed digitally on flexible billboards that they would wrap around signs, you know, like Clear Channel and all these places. And they used to hand paint them, and we were at the very cusp end of that movement. I mean, like it was we got in like the week before they said, okay, no more. Hand painting, now it's all digital. And we were like, man, but at least we learned something like a crash course in how to do that. So we took that billboard mentality and hit the streets with it because you can't print digitally on the side of a building.
Right.
So that's kind of how we got our start. Isn't that weird? You don't even think it's that like, that's just funny when you start thinking about the story. There is a little bit of a story there, I guess.
Yeah. And so when did you actually start the Vitale Brothers doing the murals that you do now?
Well, around 91, I suppose. 1991, we started Vitale Brothers business.
Yeah. And that's like we were doing mostly stuff for homes, sides of, you know, people's by their pools and stuff like that. And it got into some like faux finishing, like sponge painting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
91, 92.
Yeah.
And it's just ever since. I mean, we just stuck with it.
So what was your first big mural job? Do you remember?
Our big mural job was maybe Amir Academy.
Yeah.
Martial arts. That was our first like legit kind of.
Or the lawnmower place.
Oh, yeah. There was some stuff that you just probably don't want to mention. There's like some places like, there's some where we were kind of learning how to paint murals. Yeah, we won't even mention that. Some lawnmower place.
Yeah.
But no, we were kind of, I mean, that's what it took. It took like really making some mistakes along the way. But, you know, most people we dealt with, they didn't know if we were good or bad. They just accepted it.
Right. And, you know, you didn't see a lot of murals on the side of buildings, really, up until... I don't know, just kind of almost recently.
Well, we were influenced by some muralists in town that are actually still doing murals, but they were like the first wave. And one of the guys' names was Tom Stovall, and he is the guy that painted the water tower over on, what's the name of that lake?
I don't know.
There's a water tower across from like Bob Lee's Tires, and there's a lake over there, and it's he did that, and he actually painted a big tarpon on the side of Bob Lee's Tires, and he was a big influence on us. I remember being like, wow, it was large scale stuff that he did, and I thought that was really cool because we were struggling just painting small things on buildings, and I was like, how does he do that, you know? And I think I talked to him once or twice, and that's sort of our learning curve is like we would see people doing it and we would just stop what we're doing and pull over and just rap with them for a minute. And we, you know, you could just look at how while they're in the process kind of, you know, understand it that way.
Yeah.
So that's how we trained ourselves to paint, you know.
So it's just you didn't really have formal training, but you just went and did it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we've gone to college and I mean, just
and your
basic
family
classes.
Has a history in that too.
Yeah,
right?
They have a yeah. I mean, we've gotten. I mean, we didn't. I've gone as far as the last math class I had to take at St. Pete College, and I haven't gone any further. But but it's, you know, the whole point was we have already established ourselves as in business, and that's like half the battle.
Right.
So we were already doing it. So basically, what I should have gone to college and finished up as a business course.
Right.
Because I'm still learning that.
So what other influences did you have?
Our parents were big influencers.
They're very supportive of us doing what we like to do.
And they were artists as well.
My mom and dad and
their parents.
We had at least one relative in each family. Grandma Stenson and Grandpa Vitale. So it goes back. It was just time for something to happen with our lineage.
And so, you know, you recently did the mural on this building, you know, and it looks great.
Thanks.
You know, how did you come up with the design? And, you know, how does the process work like that?
Big C, we have a studio here too. So we sort of worked something out where we would do a mural for them for rent. We just bartered on this deal, but they sort of had an idea. I mean, I was coming up with some, they're a creative agency too. So, I mean, I was coming up with some octopus ideas and stuff like that. And they were kicking it around, but we got to talking and she said she would have her people, some of her people try to
design it. Yeah.
And they did. And then we just made some adjustments on it. And Paul actually did the majority of the work out there.
Yeah.
And it's all
spray paint.
All spray paint out there.
So, really? Is that the process most of the time?
No. The spray paint thing is kind of new to us. I mean, not brand new, but we certainly have been getting more and more into it because there's available.
The paints nowadays are really...
The art stores carry like a plethora of just colors and it's just
tips.
Ready and available, different size tips and stuff. And we have a lot of young artists in town that do it that we admire. And we were just like, you know, that looks, we might be missing out on something if we don't get into that. So we started doing it too. And, notably like Derek Donnelly and Sebastian Coolidge, those guys are, you know, had an influence on us as well. As younger guys, we've always done things our way, but we're learning from them too. We're already seeing this flip in this passover of, you know, knowledge or whatever. Like we used to go to the older guys for advice and now we're kind of paying attention to what the younger guys are doing as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
And so, you know, when a client does approach you, how much artistic license do you have? You know,
well, it depends on the job, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they ask us to have full artistic license or they have an idea.
Yeah, we kind of designed to go because by. We're mostly commercial artists with if we're trying to enhance a business, we tend to, you know, try to target their market and, you know, find their target market and try to relate to their client and try to give them an experience. You know, what's the Big C experience downstairs? You know, what's the whoever we're working for? We want to give them, we want to paint a good picture for their business as well.
Sure.
You know,
so I see, you know, you always have your logo on, you know, as a signage on all of your work. Are there any like little secrets within some of these paintings? You know, that, you know, I mean, there's a lot to look at when you look at some of these murals. I mean, there's just so much. Anything that you put in there?
We have done that and, but usually they're more obvious than hidden. We've talked to some people. There's a guy that we're going to be painting a mural on his building coming up, and it's more of our own style thing. And he seemed almost a little intimidated by that idea of having something that he doesn't understand that only the artist does. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean,
We tend not to.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't want them to find that out later in life and we're out of town or whatever. But I mean, I understand how people would imagine there being stuff hidden and everything like that. But the only thing we ever hide in there is our signature or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's about
it. Always blends right in.
Yeah.
I mean, it really looks good.
Yeah, thanks.
So, you know, how many people do you typically work on a project like the size of this building?
Well,
we
just came from a job where there was four of us total. And it's max usually five.
And what are the roles on a job like that?
Well, John and I, we do the detail stuff and we usually have the guys fill in
a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And we train them like along the way to how to, I mean, these guys, I mean, I wouldn't want them to hear what I'm saying now, but they could probably do this whole thing on their own if they actually gave it a shot.
Yeah.
at this point, but that's besides the point. The thing is that, they all can do exactly what we do. It's just a matter of its direction at this point. And it's like, and quality control and, right. you know, and I think we're the guys that are like, oh, you got to go back over that. And, you know, if it's off, it's off. If it's good, it's good. We let it go, you know? And mm-hmm. then it always makes sense when it's all said and done. We're usually pretty proud of our stuff.
Yeah. You know? How long does it take to do a project like the one you did here?
The one out there took, I don't know, 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
Really?
3 days to do. Yeah.
My goodness. I mean, it's so involved in only 3 days.
Yeah. And I kept getting rained out too.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about that because you just got rained out. But what happens? Because in Florida, it rains pretty often and sometimes unexpectedly as well.
Well, you just got to stop in time so the paint doesn't. You know, so it has enough time to set up and it doesn't run off the wall.
Sometimes does it run off the wall?
Yeah, when we were first getting started, remember?
There was a job that we were doing on Madeira Beach called something meatballs? Or something. Oh, it was called Meatballs. That was the name of the Italian restaurant we were doing. And there was this little tiny
building
and we were going to make it, I don't know, we were doing like wood all over it, like making it look like a wood grain slapboard building.
And we just sprayed
sprayed the whole thing all brown. Yeah. And then we saw in the distance like a Wizard of Oz kind of scenario coming towards us. And I was like, all right, stop what you're doing. This should be okay, you know? And then, I mean, we literally painted like maybe 10 gallons of paint on the building.
Yeah.
And we watched the rain come and wash every drop of that brown paint off the building and watch it go down
the drain.
Literally down like a spiral down the drain. And we were just like, wow, that's lesson learned.
So what do you do to prevent that?
You just stop. If it's coming, you just stop what you're doing. And it's a luck.
Today or yesterday, anyways, we were able to paint probably about 10 minutes
But it was raining. Like prior to the rain, it was really hot and it was a metal building. So everything was drying as soon as we hit the building. So we kind of lucked out. Nothing ran.
Okay.
You just got to be smart about it.
So, you know, you guys have won some awards, haven't you?
You know, some sort of community based. We just received
Best of the Bay Awards
from Creative Loafing and. Based on our art galleries that we had, and
was there a specific project that you won it for?
We won something for our little movie thing that we did as
short film.
The one I like is with the spaceship. That one, do you know which one I'm talking about? It has a
the pier.
What that is that's the pier as a War of the Worlds scene. It's like as if the pier was actually an alien craft that rose from the water and had grew legs and started blowing up St. Petersburg because it was tired of hearing about all the controversy about the pier.
What building is that on?
That's on the side of the Blue Goose. The friends of ours, they own a bar over there.
It's called 9th the Blue Street Goose. And 1st Avenue.
Yeah, it's right next to Engine 9.
Oh, okay.
They share the same building.
Yeah.
Because, boy, what a fantastic mural that is. I mean, it's wonderful just to look at. I mean, there's so much there.
Yeah.
And what an idea.
I came up with that. It was like based on a, there was an art show that was in town a few years back, even before the controversy about the pier. And it was called the I Love St. Pete Show. And it was the people from Art Pool put it on. They asked us to be a part of the show. And so I came up with a photoshopped version of the pier doing that. I did like a big digital printout. I did mostly like a photoshopped photography thing about it. And I took my friends, Chad and Philip from Blue Lucy out there and my cousin Bruce. And we went out to the pier and I had them act like they're running away from the pier. And then I photoshopped all that drama behind it. And it looked like an end of days kind of scenario.
Yeah.
So then later on, and I converted it into a t-shirt and a mural. And that's how we did a mural t-shirt giveaway kind of combo. Not giveaway. We sold the t-shirts, but don't give anything away.
There's a t-shirt release party.
Yeah. We got to pay for it. Yeah. So, it's a pretty popular image. It's a lot of fun.
And so tell us about some of your other favorites and maybe some stories, interesting stories about a couple of your projects. What was the most difficult project that you had to deal with?
The most difficult. Sometimes we get into doing things. Did you work on the one in Gulfport? There was a guy that opened up a restaurant in Gulfport.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided to do his floors. And that was an avenue that we hadn't been down before. And this is a warning to people. If you don't really know, sometimes it's not good to gamble on an opening business, because our process didn't work the way that the product said it would, and whatever. It was like we were trying to make their floors like acid etched or look like a marble and stuff. And they looked fantastic when we were done. But then when we were finished, it was coming off the floor. It was like there was a clear coat on there, and they're putting new chairs in there, and it was scratching the floor. Mm-hmm. So we saw it through, but it cost money to do it. And so we lost a ton of money on that job. And the guy was a saint, though, about it. He was a really good guy about the whole thing.
You did the Rowdy's Den thing there, too. That was an interesting with the soccer ball crashing through the wall. It looks like it's coming right at you.
That's another. He keeps us busy from time to time, is Bill Edwards. And, that was a project that they said, what could you have in this building that would say soccer? And that was the first thing that came to mind. How about a giant soccer ball busting through the wall?
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
So what was your largest project that you worked on?
Probably the Poe Garage.
Yeah. So we have two good friends, Leon Bador, his name is Tess One, his artist name, and another guy, Alish Hostomsky, and his artist name is Basque. And anyway, I don't know if I'm supposed to reveal that.
They don't care.
No, they got both names on the internet.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but these guys, we've known them for years, and they were asked by the city of Tampa to produce this four-story garage mural thing that wraps around the whole thing, and it's right by the that Performance Arts Center, and right next to the Glazier Kids Museum,
Stratus Center or whatever.
So it's called the Poe Garage, but it was such a massive project that they themselves were like, "Hey, we need to bring on the Vitale brothers as well," and so we brought in a whole crew, and together, all eight of us or whatever it was, we put it together. And it was such a massive job that there was no way that just one person could do it.
At least 10 people working on it.
10 people for a month. And it's massive. It's like 400 feet long, 4 feet long, 400 stories long. And it's called Stay Curious. The one big, I think the project is called Stay Curious. And it's to kind of open, like, you know, as a child a child on up, stay curious. It's a good message to kids that are, you know, you go in there to the art museums or the learning centers or the theater and stuff, and it's an overall positive message. And
where is that? Where can people see that?
In Tampa.
It's in Tampa. It's right off the interstate. Really, if you take a right onto
right by the
Glazier's art museum or Children's learning center.
Yeah.
Oh, we were there such a long time. I forget the name of the street that you get off at that exit, but once you see it, you won't forget it.
Yeah.
It's
right downtown.
It's massive, and it's really colorful and cool.
And so do you do projects other than in Tampa Bay and St. Pete?
We do. We actually, one of our biggest clients is L'Oreal, and a subsidiary of theirs is called Salon Centric. And what we do is they have 750 locations, and we decorate their stores, each one of them, and we're on like number 40. So
wow,
we have 710 to go.
That's a good backlog.
We're kind of locked in there, so we don't know if we're going to be doing all of them, but they've definitely kept us busy. So
and are they different, each one?
No, they're kind of the same. I mean, they're all different
in
their own way.
Change a little bit,
But yeah, like we personalize them to each region.
Yeah,
like when we went to California, there was more of a rock and roll style area there, like the
where
the
was
kids.
It? California.
It was right outside
Southern
LA.
Santa Clarita.
Yeah,
no, but not Santa Clarita. It was something else.
Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
It's where rock and roll started, or something.
Whatever. It was like okay. But the idea is they have this mascot named Demi, and she's this cool hairdresser lady. It's not for the public consumption. It's for people that are in the industry to go get their hair care products and stuff. So. But they want it to look sort of do it yourself, you know. And so we keep a consistency to that. And so when they send us out, we go there. But whatever the region is, we sort of personalize it to what the girls at the store know. They're like, oh, well, people come here, they all like purple hair or whatever. So we'll make the girl, the mascot, look kind of like punk rock or whatever.
I see. So interesting. Is that where you're going tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to D.C. and Maryland. There's two stores out there that we're going to work on.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long does it take to do with a job like that, for example?
That's something where we, you know, you can't fly with paint. So we typically, we just get everything while we're there. There's always a, in this corporate world, there's always like a Home Depot and a Michael's Crafts next to it within a mile or two. And once we get set up, we go there, and it takes us probably
about 4 or 5 hours.
Four or five hours a store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we go check out the town and come on back home. You know?
Yeah. Interesting. That's great.
That's cool.
So, hey, you know, I think you guys should put together a book. Is that something you got, you know, that you may do in time?
Yeah, we've entertained the idea. There's
coffee.
A friend of ours, he wants to invest in it. This guy Rocco that we know. But yeah, we're toying with the idea, but we want to get some other work together, that we're personally proud of, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our own personal art.
Like our personal art on walls kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we're working towards that. This year we have a lot planned, coming up here.
Well, that's great. And so, you know, really only have time for a few more questions, but I want to, you know, I want to talk a little bit about jobs and, you know, typically when you do have, a project. How many, you know, do you hire locals sometimes on those projects?
Yeah, absolutely. If the job calls for it, like the Poe Garage that we were talking about, that was a big one. And we had our core group, but we also hired outside some other people that we knew or friends, and we brought on some other extra people. And it was just, we do. It's if the job calls for it.
Yeah.
Our work flow is it's there, it's all the time, but it's sometimes it's small enough for us to handle as with our core group. But
and how big is your core group right now?
It's five
people. Yeah,
five,
including us.
So
okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you do have an opening or you have a big project, what's the talent pool like here, you know, and the ability to attract talent to
it's intimidating to actually. There's tons of people out here that can do what we do are as good, if not better, and it's forced us to stay on our toes, actually.
Yeah.
So, but that's good. If you have a little bit of competitiveness in the air, it just makes you do better.
Sure.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. And that brings us to the interview tip of the week, brought to you again this week by Fit Room Express. And if you're an employer wanting to create a healthy environment for your employees, have a Fit Room installed in your office today, you can contact Pete at fitroomexpress.com. So, you know, if somebody does want to apply for a position at your company, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Paul, you want to add
with that? I think you should.
All right.
That.
Well, I would say be knowledgeable in layout, like that kind of thing. And, you know, like just graphic design, that kind of, you know your computer work if possible. And then also just be ready to start at the bottom, which is like cleaning out paintbrushes and mixing paints and getting so hot when you're working on a wall that you want to vomit all over the place.
Paul, do you have anything to add to that?
I think he nailed it on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, let's talk about some upcoming events. I know there's one in particular you want to talk about.
Oh, we are so excited about, again, I mentioned my friend Leon Tesswan and Baska, but they and some other great people in the area put together this Shine Festival. And this year coming around, it's the second one. And it's the showcase muralists from all over the world, and they come into town and they use our walls to paint on. And we're excited about this one. We were in the last one. We're involved in this next one in a show at the Museum of Fine Arts, which is called Secret Walls, and that's like an art battle between other artists that are coming into town.
Yeah.
And it's like a 90-minute sort of draw off sort of thing, and it's all in black and white, so we're excited about that aspect.
And is that at the Museum of Fine Arts?
Yeah, the Museum of Fine Arts.
September 8th, I think.
Yeah, so it's from the 1st to the 10th, and it's you can find out all the information about the artists that are coming on shineonstpete.com. And yeah, we're really looking forward to that because it just brings more stuff to look at, and it makes this town an art town, which is
a destination.
It's a destination at this point, so just keep it coming as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
That's great. And so at this point, I'd like to give my guests a chance to give some shout-outs. Anyone you would like to say hello to, give a shout-out to?
Oh, sure. I'd shout-out to my family, my mom and my girl Chrissy, and my stepson Jake, and my baby son Jack. He's 2.5 years old, so I doubt he's listening to this right now, but
he may be able to in time.
I could play it for him.
Yeah.
Like, this is what Dad used to sound like.
Yeah.
How about you, Paul?
Oh, my son, Cash Vitale. Yep. Hey, all buddy.
Right. Very good. And so, you know, at this time in the interview, I'd like to get my guest's opinion on the area for those listeners who are considering new locations for their family or business. So what would you say to somebody who's considering a new home for their business or their family? Would you recommend St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area in general?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, yes. And why?
In our travels, St. Pete is definitely top of the list for a place for a new business. I mean, there's just so much going on here. The growth is, in our opinion, is just it's amazing. It's very hip. It's like, you know, what could be wrong with breweries and art galleries? And there's just so much. And the music scene is good. And it's
paradise.
Just,
is what
paradise for it's good young business kind of stuff. Yeah. You know.
All right. Good. And if somebody wants to have a mural done on their building, so how can they contact you? And
just right through our website. And actually, if they get some ideas, just you can text me or email me or whatever. And we're pretty responsive, but we're very busy, so it might not be the first day that we get back with you, but it'll be within a couple of days.
And you have a Facebook address as well?
We do. We're on Facebook under Vitale Brothers, and we have an Instagram, Vitale Bros, VitaleBros on Instagram. Yeah. So you can see our work that way.
Well, that's great. So listen, guys, thanks so much for being here today.
I really
wish you continued success with your business.
And thank you.
I think your murals are fantastic, and I hope you'll come back again and also keep us informed of different news and updates from time to time.
All right. And we will. Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks.
And then, you know, we're right next door to each other, so if I ever have to borrow a cup of paint or whatever, I'll come on over.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Hey, thanks a million for being here. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
So you've been listening to my guests today, artists and entrepreneurs, Johnny and Paul Vitale, the Vitale Brothers. So check out the website at vitalebrothers.com. It's a great site where you can see their collection of artwork and projects, and if you're driving around town, you'll definitely see their murals. It's great to have their work here in St. Pete, definitely. And so now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update, and a couple of items from our friends at the Hart Gallery of Pinellas in Pasco counties. They have a new team member, Lauren Engel, as the development and finance manager. And Lauren comes to the Hart Gallery with experience in grant reporting, volunteer management, and with a passion for helping children and families find their happiness. So Lauren is a family law attorney who previously represented domestic and sexual violence victims with Gulf Coast Legal Services, and which is a nonprofit dedicated to serving the civil legal needs of vulnerable individuals. So feel free to welcome Lauren at lauren@heartgallerykids.org. And they're also looking for special event volunteers. They need volunteers for the Gala Community Committee, their fundraising events, and various events throughout the year. So if you'd like to help, contact Megan for more information at Megan, spelled M-E-G-A-N, @heartgallerykids.org. And also, congratulations to all the finalists for the Good Burger Awards, and especially to the previous Job Talk guests, including Action Coach Tampa Bay, Big C, Symphony Media, and St. Anthony's Hospital. Good luck to everyone. And so now it's time for my shout-outs. And my first shout-out goes to Paul in Tennessee. Good luck on Friday. And to Mirza in California. Happy birthday. And to my guests next week, Marlene Cassis and Dr. Frank Farkas of Farkas Chiropractic. I'm really looking forward to that interview as well. And so I hope you'll take the time to check out the RadioSt.Pete.com website and explore all the music and shows that are featured. Now, if you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and new shows are in production, too. You can also listen to past Job Talk shows, and you'll find some really interesting and fun podcasts there, too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's RadioSaintPete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests. Plus, we're always looking for talent and contributors to the station, so you can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSaintPete.com. I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Cat, Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening. And until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSaintPete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.